What is your sense of the Patriots-Jets rivalry through one game of it and then sort of the build-up this week?
You know, it was a big rivalry when we played them the first time. You know, it's going to be a big rivalry when we play them, you know, Sunday. So that's going to be a rivalry from here on out. You know, and once I'm gone, it will still be here. So we just around here just want to treat it like another game, you know, and that's all we're doing is just going out there trying to execute what Coach put in play for us to go out there and to win a ball game.
It's kind of cliche that you have to get the run going any game, but teams that have gotten it going against that team have really fared well against them. I mean, why do you have to get it going on the ground to beat that defense?
That defense is very fast. You know, they're going to throw a lot of looks at you. And for us to go out there and win, you know, we have to go out there and just execute our game plan, and that's on the ground and through the air. You know, we've got to do both. It has to be balanced. And, you know, that's what we've been focusing on all year. So I don't think we have to really do one more than the other. We just have to be a balanced offense to go out there and let our playmakers make the plays.
What kind of challenges do you face as a pass protector against their looks that they throw at you?
I just got to pick them up, man. You know, Coach is going to put the reps in there, and he's going to send people from everywhere this week. You know, it's not going to be any surprises for me out there. So we'll have every look and probably a few more than, you know, we're actually going to need. But we'll have every blitz assignment and, you know, everything covered. We're just going to have to go out there and just play our game and be assignment sound.
How much of the little things just hurt the offense, like timing, maybe a second off here and 2 seconds off there, just little bits of execution here and there?
We're not perfect, man, you know, but it does hurt. When you don't do the small things, you know, it adds up. So playing a team like the Jets, we're going to have to be prepared. We're going to have to do the things the right way and eliminate, you know, messing up on the small things. But that's part of football. You know, they're a football team, too. They play it. They have a great defense. They have a great offense. You know, we're competing against each other. So things aren't always going to go as they should. We just have to be able to bounce back and come out on the field, you know, and execute the next drive.
Even as rookie, how much of a benefit is it? How much of a, you know, luxury is it to have so many strong voices on offense? Brady, Bill O'Brien, even Belichick. How good is that?
It's leaders everywhere, you know, from the coaches all the way down to every position. You know, we have leaders and guys that have been there. We have guys that know what it takes. You know, they know the secrets, the small things in the game. And it's really, as a rookie, I'm just trying to learn those things, you know, and fall into that role that I can go, you know, go out there and be one of those good players and great players and be vocal, you know, for the next rookie that comes in behind me. So it's a system, and it's a system that they've had for a while. And like I said, if I don't know it, it's one of these veterans that know the answers. And if they don't know it, I can go to the head coach, and I know he knows it for sure.
Your reps have gone up and down from game to game. How much of a sense do you have of your time on the field going into a game, or is it kind of situational as the game plays out?
Coming around here, man, you never know. And that's not my job to try to figure it out. I just know when they call 22 on the field, I'm just going to go out there and try to do the best that I can. So, like you said, they've been up and down, but that's part of football. That's part of growing. That's part of maturing. You know, I just have to go out there and be a team player. And I think if I do that, that'll be the quickest way for me to get on the field and see, you know, all the reps that I want.
How hard is it to build momentum when your opportunities are limited?
This job is a hard job, man. And you can, as a player, you can fall into that, you know, if you want to. But that really is just going to put you behind as a person. So really, when you get the opportunity, if you don't go out there and make the most out of it, don't prepare to get another one back. So I'm not going to fall in the trap of saying, you know, the reps have been up and down or this, that, and the other. I just know I'm trying to take advantage of every opportunity they give me.